racing, Allison Thorson. Richard, we'll start with you. Obviously a wild race, but your second championship with Ben. Please tell us how you're feeling right now.
Relieved after that race. Like, that was one of the craziest Phoenix races I ever seen. I knew we had a good truck yesterday in practice, and we just worked on it a little bit during the race. We struggled the first run, but got it fixed up, and then finally everything played out. And like I said in my interview on TV, like, I respect Grant for racing us as clean as he did, because he could have easily dumped us right there and won a championship over it, but he raced us clean and fair, and here we are to celebrate again.
And Allison, how do you feel about this championship, your second one with Ben?
Relieved is a great word if we were to sum up in one word, but super happy for my family, Duke and Rhonda Thorson, and my parents. We've been in the Truck Series since 96, obviously. We believe in the Truck Series. This is our home. We love it, and we want to keep coming back for more. So Rich, Ben being a returning pair, heck, you guys almost won it last year, you know. So it's really incredible, as well as, you know, out of the past 10 years, Thor Sport has won 5 of the championships, so between Matt Crafton and Ben Rhodes. So I think that's something to say of consistency, keep trying to be better, open-minded, a lot of humble. You know, it's racing, so it humbles you really quick. But we're very fortunate to be here. There is a great group of drivers tonight that anybody on the stage, you know, could have been here. So we're happy to be here.
Thank you, Allison. If you have a question for our championship-winning team, please raise your hand. We'll start here with Jordan. Go around the room.
From Bianchi, The Athletic. Rich, Grant pits for fresh, you know, he has got damage. He pits for tires. It seems at that point it's over, right? And then things just keep happening. Ben gets in the accident, more cautions. Grant's picking his way up. So kind of walk me through your perspective and how this is unfolding and what you're thinking atop the pit box.
You know, we're sitting there thinking, okay, we're in a great spot. We're behind our manufacturer teammate in a 38, and we're going to go, and all we got to do is run 2 miles and this thing's over, and then everything that happened. So at like the second or third green white checkered, I'm thinking, uh-oh, like maybe we need to come pit here and at least put some fresh tires on so we can just pass Grant. But at that point, we have Ben Rhodes in the truck, so we got to stay out and just let it play out. And luckily it did. But yeah, the emotions on top of the pit box during the race were going high and low the whole time, because like you said, when that happened, I'm like, okay, this thing's pretty much over. But then the 38 misses a shift. We run in the back of him. We got damage. Ben's been on the radio. So we calmed him back down, and it all worked out.
And he's got damage. Looks like he's got a tire rub to some degree. I mean, how close were you guys to pitting there?
We weren't at first. And then as the next green-white checkered happened, and next thing you know, Grant's 13th. We're like, okay, maybe we need to come. But I told him that the damage was fine. It wasn't rubbing. Like, he couldn't see it. Like, so he believed me.
Go to Cole.
Cole Cusimano with the Arizona Republic. Congratulations, Rich. Just curious, what are some changes you've seen in Ben compared to his first championship to now this one as a driver?
Now he's still sober, so that's a good thing. but he's just matured, and I believe that the birth of Theo really changed him as a person. And it shows on the racetrack, too, the maturity. Like, at any point tonight, he could have lost his cool and actually, you know, got us in an accident that we didn't need to be in. Or he could have pushed too hard and put the truck in a bad position. But he understands the big picture now. And after winning the championship, he's got some relief and some stress off his shoulders. And I think we're ready to win more.
Thank you. We'll go to Wolfgang next.
Wolfgang Munzer from Germany Rennsport Press Agency. I have a question for you. The race was scheduled or was run 29 laps more original scheduled. Was the fuel consumption scaring you? That's maybe not enough fuel in the car. And the second question, with you running Fords now, are you using the facilities in Dearborn, especially for aero testing, wind tunnel testing, for example?
Yeah, so we were good on fuel mileage. We were good about 229 with all the caution laps. It just helped us out tremendously. And right now we're still using everything in Mooresville for Aerodyne and Windshare.
Go to Jeff.
Hey, Allison. Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. You know, Ben has been so loyal to you guys because you sort of rescued his career and gave him a shot and kept him going. where is his place with the team now? I mean, now he's won two championships, and, you know, it's not like he's winning tons of races, but he's made three straight Final Fours. Like, how do you see his future with Thor Sport?
Yeah, I think, you know, leading up to this championship race this year, and a lot of the interviews and all the press and everything, a lot of people referred to Ben as a veteran, and it's kind of crazy to think, how old is he? Like 28, 29, 26? Sorry, I should know that. But, like, you know, he's a young guy. He has a lot of life to live. We like the truck series because of our family, ThorWorks Industries. We have a lot of different businesses that go hand in hand. Like our sponsor, Kubota, tonight, Campers Inn. There's a lot of partners to make it go round. And we really like to invest in our sponsors as well as our drivers. And if as much as we can, mold that driver to that sponsor. And I think Ben is a staple. Like Rich said, he's matured a lot. You could say that for maybe some other drivers that have been with us or even some veteran drivers that we've housed for a long time because we just like to win. Whether it's getting a pole, winning a race throughout the season, or winning a championship, it's obviously just win, 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 and building character with that. And I think Ben has a great personality. I think a lot of people are looking forward to maybe if he's fun in his press conference tonight. I know I think he was trying to get some beverages just to kind of give everybody a show. I mean, there's a lot to live up to. I think he has more to live up to in his press conference than the race. But I think it just means a lot. I think it gives hope for maybe drivers that want, or maybe were in Ben's shoes 5, 6, 7 years ago. And unfortunately, I think a lot of the other truck teams, you see them here, and then they kind of go away. Where Thor Sport, I think, has become a staple where, you know, if you have a part-time deal, we'll want to make it happen for you because we have, you know, great backing with Ford. And our team, we have great crew chiefs. Obviously, Rich, you know, he was with Ben majority of the past couple of years. You know, we switched up just because he's such a great leader. You know, and we're trying to show that we want to give everybody a fair shot, whether you're racing five times with us this season or you're racing a full season. So I think Ben is something to give people hope, and he's a product of our hard work, our belief, and what other people can be.
Go here to Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. I have one for each of you. First, Allison, does Ben get to choose his crew chief now, or do you still mix them up whenever you want?
So, obviously, we're an Ohio-based team, but I think another maybe thing to add on is, like, we're like a family. So even drivers that have been with us for a while, they're still pretty dang close to us. So Ben comes up at least every other week, and we have our dinner spots of the week. I'd say my dad, Duke Thorson's going to keep him a little humble, even though he know, like, give him a hard time. I mean it like that. But I'd say Rich has a little bit of an elbow on my dad's side, and then Ben's got the other side of my dad. So not that – I think it's a group effort, and I think it's a group decision. Right, Rich?
I think we talked about this earlier.
Are we going to talk about facts? Because we're all about facts, you know.
It was kind of like a baseball team this year, you know. Jarrett Prince started the season out. He was starting the starting pitcher, basically, and got the season rolling and got the race win in Charlotte. Then we had the middle reliever come in, Brian Ross, and kept the season going, and then I came in and closed the deal out. So, like Allison said, we're a big family, and whatever it took to win this championship.
And for you, Rich, like if Emfinger had dumped you and was like, look, this thing got stolen from me by a wreck that shouldn't have happened, would you have understood?
100%. Like, he could have easily went in there and dumped us, and it's a racing deal, and that's how everybody else raced tonight. And luckily, Grant raced us clean and fair, and, you know, Grant had nothing to lose tonight because, you know, GMS is shutting down tomorrow. And so, yeah, if he went in there and dumped us, I'd have been completely upset, but I would also understood.
Go up here to the front of Jerry.
Rich, Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Along those lines, what were you thinking when Corey, you know, somehow got loose and got into Hosovar? And it was coincidence, according to him. You know, because that kind of saved everything for you guys.
Yeah, he said something broke. Yeah, it definitely saved our day. And I was thinking, okay, now we got a shot because we got Ben Rhodes and there's a restart coming. And he's probably one of the best restarters in the truck series. So it definitely was a little bit of relief because, like you said, Ben struggled getting in fourth gear the restart before, and that's when Grant got by us. And we could run him down, and we could run about the same speed as he did, but we were pretty evenly matched, so whichever one of us got to the front first was going to win the thing.
Go to Michael, you have a question?
Michael Massey, Front Stretch. First off, Rich, how are you up here giving, like, these intelligent answers and stuff after doing the shoey?
I'm used to it by now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh. What a night. I don't know what to say. Hey, you're the boss. Go on, man.
Here we go. Richard, Allison, congratulations on this championship. We'll let you go to continue your media rounds.
Oh. Oh, my. You just sit that right there because I'm going to get back to it. Oh, should I sit in the middle? Is that what I should do?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to sit in the middle, guys. Oh, yeah.
Ben, do you have a few words you want to kick us off with or go to questions?
Okay, I'll kick us off with this. I was the experiment in 2021 because they just built the barn. I went to the barn first. They're taking me to the barn second. It's like they learned something. So guess what I did? I got lit beforehand.
Outsmarted us. All right, we'll open it up to questions. We'll start over here to Jeff.
Jeffrey.
Hello. That was such a chaotic race. And, you know, I'm sure to try to stay in it mentally with all the stuff that was happening. I don't know if you know if you can stay with me right now.
I'm with you, brother.
Okay. Brother. Like, you know, you get the damage, you know, you're in position, all that stuff. Like, how did you hang in there and just be able to finish that race out?
Well, Jeffrey, let me tell you what, man. Was it 26 laps of overtime? It was something like that. I was getting frustrated. I'm not going to lie. I thought even if we won the championship. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. I am very sorry. That was embarrassing. Should have pulled the mic away. I'm telling you. Listen. It was like 26 laps overtime. I thought even if we won it, I would be so mad. I ain't mad. I just let that roll right off the shoulders. Here I am. The question was, how did I feel? What was the question? Oh, yeah, mentally. Yeah, I was pretty angry. You know what? I thought we were in, like, the real catbird seat position prior to the nose getting knocked off. You know, we go to the wind tunnel, right? Like, that's a thing. They go down from Ohio, and that's the Jake break, down the mountains, and they land in the North Carolina area. And then we go to the wind tunnel, and they do the wind tunnel thing, and we find grip, and then boom, I blow the nose off of it because the old 38, like, doesn't hit the shifter. But I feel for him. I missed the shift probably three times tonight. I couldn't get it into fourth. So I was like, on the normal deal, I could get it into fourth. When I say normal, I mean at, like, normal speed. Ra-boom, I could do that. But on the restarts, I go first, second, third, and I missed it, like, three times. So that was weird. So I felt for him. I couldn't be mad at him because I did it myself. I just didn't, you know, blow anybody's nose off. But I like Zane. I love Tic Tac. They helped us a lot this weekend. So I feel really, really bad about their finishing position because that was like, you know, it's going to be like a Ford 1-2, I thought. And that was going to be like really cool. Really cool.
Good, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic.
You are Jordan.
I am. Grant Enfinger has got damage. He pits, and you're basically the kind of last man.
Did he have damage?
He had damage.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had
news
good amount of
to
damage.
Me, brother.
Okay, well, so I guess at that, so where did you know where he was at then? Did they tell you that?
Yeah,
he pitted?
Came out 24th.
And they told you that? And
yeah,
that,
they okay. did. And so, I was worried.
And then you get damage.
I did.
And so kind of walk me through your process then of he's got fresh tires, he's coming up, the overtimes keep happening.
Well, I had like 13 laps on my tires at that point, so. I thought, okay, you know, like, you got a lot of work to do, Mama Jamma. You don't have to, like, go on up in here. And here's the thing. The track, I thought, had less grip this year than past. We were 3/10 slower in qualifying. The whole field was, okay? Them are numbers. real numbers, 3/10 slower in qualifying, something like that. And then in the race, I'm just sliding all over the place. I'm like, either we suck or everybody's sliding. I think everybody was sliding. I don't think we sucked. And I'm like, well, he's going to have a lot of work to do. I was following Corey Heim. I was following Grant through the field after that last we had a pit stop. We put tires on it, and we cycled to the back. So I'm driving up through the field. I'm following them. I'm like, wow, this is really hard. Usually fresh tires. I remember back to 2020, Sheldon Creed has fresh tires on. He went to the inside wall and won two, and he, like, won the whole race. It's like, wow, we can't do that this year. That's weird. So he's got work cut out for him. Sorry, Grant. And I was like, we're going to do good here. Lo and behold, got nose knocked all around. And the guys are like, hey, your tire's not rubbing. I'm like, well, that's cool because the wheel's like over here, and it was like over here. So something's going on. You know, toes knocked out. And then so I was like, are you sure the tire's not rubbing? Are you sure the tire's not rubbing? Yeah, and I said, no, you're lying. Did he say he was lying to me? It was rubbing? I knew it. I loosened my belts up, and I was like looking over the dash. I was looking over everything. I thought it was good. I saw it was caved up. I didn't see it was caved in. Dang it. That's Rich. I knew it. I knew him. We've done this 3 times now. I knew he was telling a fib, a big fibber. Hey, by the way, everybody, dinosaurs aren't real.
All right. What's the drink count at tonight, and what are you drinking?
Well, I started on my champagne, and then I ran out. So then I had to fill up my shoe twice. So I had to borrow a Rich's champagne. So I filled that up. They drank it, and then I drank the rest of the bottle. Those were big bottles, actually. That's like a liter and a half. You know, like a real liter and a half. It's European. Yeah, I had most of that. And then I got this this drink right here, this Bud.
Do we have any questions in the press box?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
I'm the disembodied voice that you're hearing.
That's amazing.
I saw you at the steakhouse last night with your team.
Did you
and I
really?
Got to come up and give you a fist pump. I want to know, do you have any kind of like habits that like that pre-race stuff? Because it seems like now you're going to have to be going to a steakhouse a lot.
Yeah, I do love some steak. I got this gentleman, Justin Lofton, as you guys may know. He owns this company called All Beef, ahbeef.com. He's been sending me beef before every race. So I have like a steak before every race, even if we're not going to T-Bone Steakhouse. So, yeah. What's the thing? Beef for dinner? Something like that.
What's for dinner?
Yeah. It's great. I love some cows.
Thanks, pal.
Hey, thanks, man.
We'll go to the Jonathan over here and then Bob.
Let's take a little swig there. Jonathan Field, the racing expert, oh. Right over here.
Oh, there you are. I thought we was talking up to the voice.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So, I'm just kidding. Besides the
see
shoe.
My chain?
I like
it's like Flavor Flav.
I like it.
I like it too.
So besides the shoey bets,
mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think makes you and Rich Lucius just tick?
I think tenacity. He's got a beautiful mind. Isn't that a movie, Beautiful Mind? Is it a movie? Is that with John Travolta? Oh, sorry. I never watched it. I'm thinking of the one with John Travolta where he like can make things move with his hands. Phenomenon that has nothing to do with right now. The question was, why do I like Rich Lucius? Oh, I like Rich Lucius because he just stays calm, cool, collected. He makes some crazy pit strategies, and I hate him for it in the moment because I gotta like drive my butt off. Then by the end of the day, it's like a net gain. So I'm like, all right, I kind of love you. So yeah, he makes these crazy pit calls. It's good. He makes trucks that are comfortable. I am sorry. That I can charge the corner with, that's a good thing. I have tried to drive looser and looser race trucks and just get more and more out of the race truck here recently. And it seems like the more we get out of them, the faster we go. The whole field is going faster. And, you know, like a couple years ago, nobody would do some of the stuff they're doing now setup-wise, and they're doing it. So anyways, we've all kind of migrated this loose as fast way of thinking. He's been doing that. I've been doing that. And he still tries to make it comfortable. And the thing about Rich, he's not afraid to make a call. Beginning of the race, we have the spring rubber in the right rear. I didn't like it. We threw it in there after practice because I thought it'd be good. Shame on him for listening to me because I don't know any better. Here we are. Richard, take that spring rubber back out. I was wrong. And then we go from, like, I don't know, what, third to, like, 12th? Yeah, I'm not going to live that down. He's going to be mad about that for a while. So don't ask me about setup advice because I don't know nothing.
And just curious, y'all doing karaoke downtown?
Something like that. I'm over by the Top Golf in Glendale, so y'all welcome. Just come on. Did I say that again? I'm sorry, Lynn. You just said, geez. Was I not supposed to tell everybody where I'm staying? Okay, I'm sorry. That's where I'm staying. Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Robert.
I have two questions for you. The first is...
Wait a second. Your hair is wild tonight.
Yeah. Well,
was you worried I wasn't going to win?
No. It's just been a long day.
Oh.
And I'm curious, when you're trying to, like, map out this race, like, I assume there's no way you can map it out this way, but, like, could you envision, like, you know, Josevar making a mistake and then Heim, you know, and him getting back together, which then kind of puts you back in position.
You know, old Richard in his infinite wisdom at 50 billion years old with his gray hair that's flaming and just straight up the roof with his Guy Fieri haircut said, hey, was he in here? Okay, he would be yelling at me right now. He said that he thought those guys were going to race really hard and make mistakes. And I said, look, I don't see it, Richard. I see these guys racing the way they done all year long. They just going to go out there and do what they done. Corey Heim's been super consistent. And he was right. They raced super hard. They wrecked. And you know what's funny? Christian Eckes came up to me before the race and said, hey, you're looking good, man. Those other guys, they're just shaking. They're scared. You're shaking. I said, well, that's cool. I don't know what to really think about that. But it feels normal. Like, we've been doing this, like, 3 years in a row now. It feels normal. I'm glad we're here. But I didn't really think nothing of it. I just thought we got to run our own race. The thing that was disturbing to me was running second to Corey, and he's driving away at the start of the race. I knew there'd be late race cautions. I just didn't know there'd be, like, a billion of them. Is that right? Is that the right number, a billion?
I ran out of hands, fingers, and toes.
Yeah.
And then what does two championships mean as far as you feel about, like, your either your legacy or how you look at your career?
I ain't got that far yet, Bob. I'm just trying to go win races. I don't know. Maybe I was going to say calling the audience that can speak more eloquently than me, but I don't have a good answer for that yet. I'm just excited to be racing the Truck Series. I love the Truck Series. It's fast. It's crazy. The races are short. We got young guys that are full of exuberance, and they do crazy things. And then you got, like, guys like, I guess me and Grant Anfinger and Matt Crafton and, Johnny's not here, but I feel like Johnny Sauter's here in spirit. I like Johnny. Remember when he called me a bozo? I called him last week. I was like, hey, remember when he called me a bozo? He's like, is this my yearly Ben Rhodes call? I said, yes, it is. What you doing on retirement, old man? He's having a good life. I like Johnny. That's another tangent. I'm back.
We got, we'll go to Jerry now.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net.
That guy has good hair. He does.
You were going to be the reason they put non-alcoholic champagne in Victory Lane.
Very true. But what's the saying? Will find a way?
Man, yesterday you were talking about how, you know, your career was salvaged by Duke and giving you the ride and how grateful you were. From a personal aspect, alcohol aside, you know, what is this? I mean, looking at where you were, where you are now, and how will you carry this forward as far as, you know, your memories in your career?
Are you trying to make me cry?
If it works.
Oh, boy. The question was something about the career being here.
Saving your career.
Oh, yeah. No, so here's the story. 2018, 2018, I'm like, done. I'm like, hey, Duke, I'm out. We ain't got no sponsorship. So, you know, like, what's going on? Hey, bye-bye. So, I told everybody bye-bye. And then they called me a couple weeks later, say, hey, we'll find a way. We got to, he said, I think the quote was, Ben's got a race. Duke's been like a real, Duke, so I said this at the, hey, Mr. Ford, I said it at the Ford Fan Experience earlier. I said, Duke's been like a father figure to me in a lot of ways. They said, when are you going to go to Cup? I said, well, look, I'm having a lot of fun in the truck series with Thor Sport right now. They've done so much for me. They gave me my big break. They gave me my opportunity. We've won, well, now two championships together, two owners' championships. And what I love most about Thor Sport Racing is the culture. I go up there, and Duke teaches me things about other than racing. We have dinner every night, and it's everything not to do with racing. And it's usually, like, business experience. It's just life. And it's stuff from his age and all of his life experience that he teaches us, and just having fun, too. So that's invaluable to me. I love it, and I'd change it for nothing. So I'm loving where I'm at in Truck Series. I love everything about the team, and we got Richard Lucius, so that's cool. Did that answer your question? You look pensive.
I'm curious how you'll reflect on this, you know, as far as, you know, I mean, it's quite an accomplishment. As Allison pointed out when she was up here, Thor Sport has won 5 of the past, you know, 10 championships in the Truck Series.
And, well, that's cool.
And you're 2 of those, and Matt's 3. So you're coming up on being able to tie Matt. So this is, at some point, this is going to sink in that this is really a momentous occasion here.
Well, it hasn't sunk in yet. You give me a couple of days, Mama Gemma. We're going to figure it out. But right now, you know, I got my champagne goggles. I got my hat and my chain, and we're just having a great old, grand old time. We're going to go out to the barn here soon. I'm going to see all kinds of race fans. I gave my towel away. You know, usually I have my wings, my towel, and have that. Some people's was out there. I gave out all my hats, and I said, somebody said, can I have your towel? I said, absolutely, have my towel, sir. He has got my towel. He's going to watch this, be like, he's got my towel.
Okay, rambling. Ben, you have said a lot.
A lot with nothing of substance.
It's something. So congratulations on this championship. We'll let you get to the barn.
All right.
And
the celebration may commence.
Enjoy the off-season in Topgolf.
Thanks, guys. Ben. Love it. You're still my close group of friends. I just want y'all to know that. Years later.